Here in the Midwest, we don't like to take off our clothes, unless it's to go to a water park, where we have no trouble stripping down to our Speedos and showing off our tattoos. And it turns out a lot of us have tattoos, 16% of all Americans, according to one online poll. At a recent visit to a water park with my daughters, I was surprised at how many people had them. I'm not talking tasteful little yin-yangs or butterflies here. I mean elaborate four-color masterpieces on people who otherwise look as ordinary as apple pie. Most of them are delighted to tell you all about their tattoos, like the motorcycle tough in his 20s who happily explicated the details of his shoulder ink for me. Even one of the lifeguards obliged me by flexing his back to show off a series of blue diamonds spiraling from his spine in a pattern that gave me a flashback. Tattoos, it turns out, are nothing new in Wisconsin. The voyageurs, French traders who first canoed and hiked these parts, tattooed themselves to signify their role in the fur trade. 200 years later, the state's most famous tattooed person, Anna May Burlingson, was born in 1893 in Portage County. Her husband inked her first tattoo, an angel on one wrist, so she could join the circus with him. That was the start of a long and colorful career. Anna May, or, as she was later known, Artoria, went on to cover most of her body with tattoos. She had the Last Supper drawn across her back, framed with bunting and decorated with stars and curlicues. Across her chest and shoulders, like a dress with a scoop neck, she wore George Washington and several elaborate flags. She had the Madonna on one thigh and baby Jesus on the other, and elsewhere on her body sported reproductions of Botticelli's Annunciation, Michelangelo's Holy Family, and an assortment of Raphael-style angels. She was often asked whether she'd been born fully decorated. "I always say yes," she said, and the doctors figure it was on account of my mother must have gone to too many movies. Artoria would never make the circus today, though she would have stood out at the water park. She was a woman ahead of her time, a true pioneer of the tattoo nation.